Oh, all right.
Hi, Big Fatty. Hi.
Hi.
Hey, listen, it's Sunday afternoon. Is there a skit?
There is always a skit. And the thing is, when the day comes that there's not a skit, it'll be like a day where you get a stick in your eye.
Oh,
too soon.
Too soon. I'm going to cue the music.
Play the music.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? What's going on, guys?
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Larry Bader, and we're just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! I'm Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a
hello. And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Tuesday, July 28th. And that's why I was panicking during the intro. In the year... Lord.
What, you have something in your eye or something?
Yes, this is for Tuesday, July 28th, 2020, in the holy year of Miss Dolly Hortensia LaVetria Parton. I am your host. The one, the fat, the only, Mr. Larry H. Bader, that's...
Bader, V-E-D-E-R.
Larry H. Bader, how are you doing? With me is the fat one.
Hi. By the way, do you mind if we call you Popeye?
It's not really, it's not funny. It's not funny.
Okay. I will be by the end of this... So, by the way, before we get into this,
okay.
I've got a little breaking news. Now, I know you're running the soundboard. Here we go, y'all. I can't hear the sound.
I can't remember what we call the breaking news sound.
Breaking news.
Well, no, it's whatever you save the sound effects as whenever
news.
You. No, you didn't do that. I'm playing the crickets right now.
Okay.
Oh, it's breaking news, comedy whistle. Breaking news.
Saturday night, Daniel Bieber held a quiz program on the Pride 48.
The little website.
Cocktail party. Mm-hmm. By the way,
I fell asleep before it started.
Mm-hmm. Did old Crooked Hat get the LFC listed on the Pride 48?
I don't know. It wasn't last week when I was over there trying to figure out where to find their new show because I couldn't find it on the internet anywhere. So, but yeah, he could have. He's very busy putting in switches in his house.
Oh, he's a switch.
Right.
He goes, you know, he loves to lay there in the bed, and as the Pants Off Express comes speeding by. He loves to lay there and say,
"Alright. Hey, Alexa, turn on the closet light in the third bedroom in the mansion."
You know? I'm gonna turn the sound effects down a little bit. I think I may have those a little too loud.
Oh. Wait, do you have the levelator?
Copyright. Okay. I do, but I used it because, you know, I have another little show now.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's called I Have a Lot to Say. Because, Big Fatty, I have a lot to say, if you didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And so...
Is it kind of like blowing it out with Larry Vader?
It was yesterday, on yesterday's little show, because, you know, I found out the news that we've been alluding to, which is that I have to have more...
Wait a minute. I got to finish telling you about Daniel Bieber.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So one of the questions on the quiz program was, which show will end first, the Little Fatty Cast or That Darn Elvis?
Oh, That Darn Elvis.
Oh, well, Daniel Bieber is convinced, I tell you, that it'll be That Darn, I mean, that it'll be the Little Fatty Cast.
Really? I mean,
that's
we've, although we do have a track record of, you know, a little bit of here, a little bit of there, but hey, this is our second week in a row.
Well, I mean, there you go.
I mean, you're very busy. Y'all, the trouble is finding time for Big Fatty to do a little show. He's
and, you know, starting next week, I'll be hosting, but first, the Big Brother podcast.
Right. Well, much like my little show called I Have a Lot to Say, which, by the way, Archer's going to be on there coming up in the next week.
Oh, is it? Where can we find that?
In iTunes or Apple Podcast. It's on the web, but I didn't really care about a website for it. So just search in iTunes. Maybe I'll eventually put a add link it to on, other places.
Maybe you can put a link on thelfc.online.
Maybe I could.
Would like to listen to it.
Yeah, it's actually hosted there, so that'd be pretty easy. Yeah.
Okay.
Because I don't think people really go to the www's when they're listening to podcasts. So much like,
and how often do you do that?
Well, right now it's weekly. I'm still kind of settling. Much like this show, I'm kind of settling into my groove. You know, like trying to find, like, you know, I have some intro music and stuff like that, but I've changed it on both episodes.
You know who also settled into their groove? Mr. Magoo.
See, I'm not used to where these are yet. Okay.
You sure
you got it again.
I'm not using GarageBand. I'm actually using like a sound effects keyboard or a sound effects app that I bought for 99 cents on the App Store. And so, it honestly, it's just easier than messing with Garage or with the Banjo Band. So, Big Fatty, are you drinking anything this Sunday afternoon?
I am. I have a bell jar, plastic bell jar of water.
Ah, I'm having a little Cabernet, or no, I'm having a little Shiraz this afternoon.
Shiraz.
This is the El Cheapo Shiraz that I found at the Harris Teeter for $5.99. And it's actually really good. So
I felt like I was transported to That Darn Elvis, where one of the co-hosts sings a song.
I would say the fat one, but
you may not have listened to that little show yet.
I haven't heard the one that came out yesterday or today, but I heard last week's and the first show. Yeah, I listen to podcasts despite what people think. I do. I say about a week behind or so, just so I always have something in case there's the emergency road trip or, you know, all that sort of thing. And you know what I take an emergency road trip in?
The jalopy, of course.
Correct. Yep. Barreling on up the interstate. So, by the way, does my audio sound better? It should, because I'm talking into a fancy pants microphone.
Oh!
Yeah.
And I'm sure those are easy to come by.
So much so I had to drive 78 miles to get one on a Tuesday night. Yeah. Get the COVID. I picked it up and the COVID.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Was that like a bonus with purchase?
It was. Okay. But we should probably say what we're talking about with the stick in my eye. So I mentioned.
All right. Now, y'all, wait a minute. I get this textimonium.
No, you got a FaceTime.
Okay, I got a FaceTime.
Yeah.
And y'all, he has, when I turn it on, he's got the stink eye.
Well, that's because they were dilated.
And so I'm looking at the stink eye, and this is what I hear. Oh, no, you're supposed to tell the story.
Oh, the crickets were playing. I think I did stare at you for a minute, and just like, I have no words for what has happened.
That's correct.
And that is, what I told Big Fatty is, I've had to rent a special chair.
Ah!
It's funny, except that it's not. So, what had happened was, I had surgery in March for detached retina. And the surgeon said, oh, you're young.
By the way, I don't know if you knew this or not, but Detached Retina was my stripper name back in the 60s. Anyway, go ahead.
No, that was Detached Rectum.
Oh, maybe that was it.
Yeah, okay. I can see how you would get those confused. So my Detached
Your detached, all right, y'all, he has a detached rectum.
Uh-huh,
and
uh-huh.
right now I can hear Miss Lauren uh-huh. and Nessa both laughing and snorting that you have a detached rectum.
Yeah. So I had surgery for a detached retina back in March, and it did not go well. Everyone kept saying and warning me about the pain, including the surgeon. I never had pain. There was a little stick in my eye for a few days. Never really that much pain. It was, I looked like I got punched in the face. I mean, Big Fatty saw me, a week later via the FaceTime, and my eye was all swollen and, whatever. But I never got my vision back. So went in for my checkup. My vision's coming back, but slowly, and went in for my checkup. And long story short, there's scar tissue. So I have to go in and have another surgery where they remove that. And do something else, but they have to put a gas bubble in my eye, which means I have to sit and sleep face down for 7 days.
In a special chair.
In a special chair. So they gave me a brochure, and I had to call and rent the special chair. By the way, I could have bought a real special chair for less than a week's rental of the medical special chair.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Yeah, not
well, maybe you thrilled. Should have bought it and just rented it out to... I don't know. Vera.
Meh.
Who?
Yeah. If only you could hear the sound effects.
It would be great.
Yeah, it would. And I thought I had it working, and then it stopped working. So I was trying not to buy the expensive software to do the audio routing, but it's not.
By the way, I have breaking news.
Hold on. Wrong okay. app. I was Googling our next segment. So, breaking news.
Yes, breaking news. This time next week, Mr. Vader will announce that he has bought the expensive software and it's still not working. Okay.
Yeah, it's probably. No. I have sweat stains. It's so hot. I took a shower and then went outside, and that's always a mistake.
Do you have the Moob sweat?
Yes, actually.
Big Ricky has that, but he stopped podcasting. I don't know if you've heard that. He's gone on hiatus.
Is it similar to a detached anus?
Well, no, detached rectum.
Well, same difference, really, isn't it?
Well,
I don't actually know.
Okay. But anyway.
So, Big Fatty, I want to play a little game really quick.
Okay, let's play a little game.
Before we chat a little bit more, and you won't be able to hear them. No, and you won't be able to hear it because, unfortunately, we haven't figured that out. So, Big Fatty, are you ready to play Larry's favorite phobias?
Oh, yes. I love the phobias.
Uh-oh. I've lost Larry's favorite phobias.
Okay.
Okay, let's play Larry's favorite phobias.
Yes.
Gosh. Let's go, baby one.
Yes, small baby two.
It's time for Larry's favorite phobias.
Oh, gosh.
I forgot this has the Dynasty music in it. Okay, Big Fatty. We're going to turn this around. I'm going to ask you the favorite phobias.
Okay, but this is...
That was Skull Baby.
We haven't played this in a while. Tell people how this works.
Okay, so I've paused the phobias music, which you can do with this app, instead of starting it over. So basically, I'm going to... usually Big Fatty does this, but I decided it's time for me to do it. So I'll give him the name of a phobia.
Those are your favorite phobias.
Right. And I have a lot of them. I'm going to give him the name of a phobia with no clue, no hint. Mm-hmm. And Skull Baby 1 and Skull Baby 2 are going to judge if they're right. Or if he got, he's going to tell me what they are or what he thinks the phobia is. And then Skull Baby 1 and Skull Baby 2 will let us know if he got it right or not.
Okay. Well, that was very eloquent.
Wasn't it? All right. Ready? Let's keep the Dynasty music going.
Okay.
Okay. First phobia is, and this is one that's going to hit home with some podcasters.
Okay.
Electrophobia. Oh. Electrophobia.
Spell it.
A-L-E-K-T-O-R. Electrophobia.
Electrophobia. Well, you know, I'm surprised you started out with
One so easy.
It's clearly fear of Alec Trebek.
Well, so, Big Fatty, unfortunately, that is not it. But you're close.
Oh,
it is
close.
Something that Toppy Smelly identifies with. It's the fear of chickens.
Oh, well.
So, that's a real thing over there in the Finger Lakes district.
If you don't give a cluck about chickens, you know, that's, you've got the alectorophobia.
This one is one that I don't think you have, and I would guess that someone like Mr. Cackle has it, but it is pogonophobia, and that's, and the music ran out without any fading out. Pogonophobia, that's P-O-G-O-N-O, pogonophobia.
Well, it's a derivative. It is a derivative of the fear of living in upstate New York in the Poconos.
Ooh, you're close. Actually, you're probably very close.
Fear of the mountain living.
No. Actually, it's the fear of beards.
Oh.
I feel like Mr. Cackle is afraid of men with beards. Like, that just sounds like something that he would be afraid of.
Well, and by beards, you talking about men's facial hair and not, well, anyway.
Right. You want to do one more?
Sure, let's just do one more. I mean, the music's over. It's already ruined, so, you know, let's do one more.
Surprise that. I wonder, whatever. I don't know how we did that in the past, but whatever. So, the last one is nephophobia. That's N-E-P-H-O. Nephophobia.
Again, very timely for this episode. It is fear of a detached rectum.
Ooh. I should let you have that point. But it's actually the fear of clouds.
Oh, well.
And if you're here in the Upchuck today.
Oh, my gosh.
Monsoon. It's not going to rain today. Like 18 inches of rain.
Right.
And then it stops raining. The rain's done, everyone. 8 minutes later, another 18 inches of rain.
Right.
Okay, it's done.
Okay.
And I believe it's raining right now. Something's hitting the window. Something's hitting the window, but it might be the tree out front. So, oh Lord, he's gotten up from the bacon.
The sun is out here.
It's hard. I have the blinds closed, so I can't tell here in the
chamber. You don't want to be distracted by the leaf blower sounds and all.
No, so, let me tell you a story, everybody.
Wait a minute. First of all, do we need to close out this segment?
It doesn't appear that it had closing music.
Okay, well.
So we'll just close it with a little bit of turkey gobble.
Or some farting.
Oh, there's been a lot of that already.
Oh, okay, good. How about on the sound effects board?
Oh. Gosh. I wish I had actually, I'm glad I don't have a skull update. But, so, we all have those mornings. And so Friday morning, I went to the doctor, which meant it kind of threw my morning routine off a little bit because I didn't want to mess with coffee or anything because I didn't want to go in there with the coffee breath or the coffee stomach.
Or the coffee colon.
Especially because I was going to have my detached rectum checked on.
Right.
I was in my bedroom and I was ironing a shirt because I just felt like I needed to. Big Fatty knows my ophthalmologist, and he is very snazzy. He's very bow tie, snazzy.
Very, very, yes.
Well-dressed.
I'm not sure snazzy is the right word, but anyway.
He's put together.
We'll go with snazzy.
So I was putting on a shirt with buttons, which during these pandemic times, like, that's asking a lot. And I heard this noise.
Oh.
Coming from outside my bedroom window. Now, my boudoir is up on the second floor of the Vader family compound.
Right.
So I, you know, do the Gladys Kravitz thing where I'm peering out the window, out the blinds, you know, like I pull them down a little bit. And there was a man staring back at me, trimming the tree in front of the Vader family compound. I was like, bah! And I think he said, meh. Big Fatty, it distracted me so much, and I'm embarrassed to say this, I left here with the iron plugged in.
Oh!
You know, and then left it plugged in until Saturday morning.
This is a clear sign of going downtown. I don't know if you knew that or not.
I did not, and we don't have any downtown music on this.
Maybe just the sound of the skull pulling into the Taco Bell is...
That is... a sound I haven't heard in a very long time. Right. Speaking of the skull, the mother texted me today. Hi, how are you doing? I'm just checking on you. And I replied back, did you message the wrong person? But anyway, I haven't heard back. Big Fatty, I have some breaking news.
Uh-oh. I
have to rename that. A little double whistle breaking news.
Oh.
I've sold the mobile home.
Oh! That is the Miss Dolly.
That is Miss Dolly. I haven't used it in a very long time, and it's been sitting there rotting. And a friend of mine said, hey.
As Miss Dolly does.
Right. He said, I just want to travel. And I said, she ain't going to get you far. But he has the cancer. And he's
on a short trip.
It is terminal. Day trip. So, yeah. It's a day trip. Uh-huh. So he said, look, I need something to focus on. And he said, are you willing to sell it? And I was like, sell it? I'll give it to you. I said, but it's not drivable. You've got to at least change the oil because it's been sitting for so long. You know, I wouldn't start it until you put fresh oil in it, blah, blah, blah. He said, well, give me the, mail me a key. I'll go take a look at it. I was like, oh, it's unlocked. Just has been for a year.
How's he going to start it without a key?
Well, he said, where's the key? And I said, it's in the ignition.
It's in the secret place. I keep it in the ignition.
Right.
Hoping it'll be stolen.
Yeah, I said it's in the ignition. So I said, I don't try to start it. I said I don't think it will. It probably needs a jump, but go look. And so he came back. He was like, it does need some work, you know. And it's been sitting. And it's a little moldy and mildewy. And I was like, yeah, I figured. He's like, I'll take it. So I'm gonna take a day off this week and go get. I have a few things in there that I want back, most of it. Like, and they're important things, like the Vodka Fest banner.
Hello.
So I need to get those and some stuff at Big Mama. So we're going to say goodbye to Miss Dolly.
Well, Miss Dolly was kind of abandoned there for a while.
Right. Well, and I can't really use it. And I won't be able to after the surgery. I can't travel for a month or 6 weeks. So I was like, you know. But I am – now, Big Fatty, are you – should probably check the time. Are you making? Oh, we've still got a few minutes. Are you making plans for when the pandemic resurges?
What do you mean resurges?
Like when we pretend that it's over, but then it comes back mutated and starts killing everyone.
Well, I think we're there.
Oh, okay, okay.
So my plans are to, you know, I'm okay as long as I don't have a detached rectum.
Ah.
So anyway, go ahead.
I was going to say, I've made plans. I've started formulating my plan for when we close the coal mines for the next 4 months, which is why getting rid of Miss Dolly was important, because I was paying rent to keep it somewhere, you know.
Right.
A lot of rent.
Right.
And so that way, I'm just going to trade in the jalopy for a truck and get a little trailer, and I'm just going to go out to the middle of the desert and hide out.
Oh,
that's my plan.
What desert are you going to? The one the closest desert to you?
Out in Arizona, I guess. Is that the Sonoran? No, the Sonoran is there. I don't know what the name of that desert is. Out like west.
You know,
of
Phoenix. That's one of my favorite rides at the Epcot, the Sonoran.
Oh, the Sonoran. Well, the Sonoran is your favorite ride most anywhere.
Right. Anyway, do we have time for the dead or alive today, or we?
I think we do. We can squeeze it in. Ready?
Well, let's do it.
Hold on.
Okay.
Well, it's going to take a while to remember where things are. We are not playing the match game. No. Okay, ready? And...
Uh-huh.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
Okay, it's time where Big Fatty reads me the name of someone who was born today, the day that this podcast is released. And I tell him if they are dead or alive, but more importantly, who they are.
Right. All right. Our first one is Lori Loughlin.
She's wishes she were dead, but she's alive.
And how would we know Lori Loughlin?
She's Aunt Becky.
Okay. And
and you know she's had a little bit of legal trouble lately.
Well, Lori Loughlin is alive, except her career is dead. Okay, so I would have accepted either answer. Beatrix Potter.
Beatrix Potter, I think she's dead. She was an author, a children's book author.
She was a children's book author, and she died at the age of 77. She was born in 1866, and she looks like a Beatrix.
Oh, okay. So,
you know, all right. Our next one, Sally Struthers.
I guess she's alive. She's an actress.
How would we know Sally Struthers?
She's an actress, right? Didn't she sell us Depends or something?
No. And she, where? How would? But what would we know her from?
Well, Petticoat Junction. She was Aunt Emma on Petticoat Junction.
No, she wasn't. she was Archie Bunker's daughter on All in the Family.
Really? I don't know that I knew
that. Yes. And she did all those, the Dogs Are Starving commercials.
Oh, was it Dogs? I knew it was some, like...
Or is it the Dogs or Children? Ooh. I don't remember. Somebody was starving. Was that the buzzer?
It was the... We're wrapping it up. So, one more.
Georgia Engel.
Well, I would guess dead, because that's obviously Laura Ingalls Wilder's oldest sister. So, she was an actress. We knew her own Little House on the Prairie. So, yeah, dead.
No, Georgia Engel was on the Mary Tyler Moore Show. She was Georgianne, and she is dead. And one last one, Jim Davis.
Dead.
And how would we know? He is indeed dead.
He drew Garfield.
Jim Davis is dead, and he was Jock Ewing on Dallas. But how'd you do today? You didn't do so well.
Not so well. I was very confident going into this. Very confident. Uh-huh. And if anyone's
very confident that you wouldn't do well,
right? If anyone thought that I take a sneak peek before we start. No.
I think you've proven that you don't. So, anyway.
Ooh! Oh, that countdown clock will start.
You know, it's. You know, now,
yeah. Meow.
You know, this time last year, the countdown clock was going loud and long for the BFO, because I was approaching episode 3000. But now the countdown clock is only on the LFC. Okay.
Oh. Ooh. Ooh. I can't remember what noise we make when the guitar starts up there.
Oh, okay.
Well, I thanks for coming back, all 10 of you. And literally, we had 10 subscribers when I checked on iTunes. Of course, one of those is me, and one of those is probably Big Fatty. So to the other 8 of you, thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, and come back next week. We might be here. And if not, if you see a detached colon on the side of the road, it's Vader's.
Right.
You're fat.
Man.
Yeah.